AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Federal Reserve is leaving its benchmark interest rate unchanged for the third straight meeting, but Chair Jerome Powell says cuts are possible.
The economic outlook remains highly uncertain, and the conflict in the Middle East has added to this uncertainty.
Former FBI Director James Comey made a brief court appearance in Virginia. He's accused of threatening President Trump in an online post. Last year, Comey posted a photo from the beach of seashells that read 8647. Prosecutors say it was a threat against President Trump. The president says Comey is crooked.
People like Comey have created tremendous danger, I think, for politicians and others. He, you know, Comey is a dirty cop. He's a very dirty cop. He cheated on the elections.
Comey says he did not interpret the numbers as a call to violence against the president. The Supreme Court weakened a key tool of the Voting Rights Act that has helped combat racial discrimination in voting for over 50 years. The court's conservative majority found a black majority congressional district in Louisiana relied too heavily on race. Press Robinson was the first African-American voted to the Baton Rouge School Committee. He says the fight is not over, but...
And what I see happening in the not-too-distant future is that many of our elected officials at the local level and at the state level will disappear and we'll be back where we were at the time that slavery was declared illegal.
The Supreme Court heard arguments in a case about the Trump administration's push to end legal protections for migrants fleeing war and natural disaster. An alleged Islamic State group militant has been convicted of a conspiracy charge in a deadly suicide bombing at a Kabul airport during the military's chaotic 2021 withdrawal from Afghanistan. This is AP News. President Trump said at last night's state dinner honoring King Charles and Queen Camilla that during a private meeting earlier in the day, the British monarch agreed with him that Iran should never be allowed to have nuclear weapons. By convention, people aren't supposed to relay private conversations with the monarch. Craig Prescott is a lecturer in law at the Royal Holloway University in London.
This was always the issue, just what Trump would do or say. Would he put Trump, would he put the king in a embarrassing position? Like I said, you always had that sort of issue of what he would post on social media. And I think, you know, that this could have been much, much worse.
Buckingham Palace says the king is naturally mindful of his government's longstanding position on the prevention of nuclear proliferation. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.